key Senate race decided. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The Fox News Decision Desk projects that Arizona Democrat Senator Mark Kelly has been reelected, beating Republican challenger Blake Masters. Only the outcomes in the Nevada and Georgia Senate races remain. Republicans would have to take both to gain the majority in the Senate. More votes have been tabulated in Nevada.
Most significantly in Washoe County in northern Nevada and Democrat-heavy Clark County in the south, where 75% of Nevadans live. That's also where Democratic incumbent Catherine Cortez Masto has significantly cut into Republican Adam Laxalt's lead. There are still about 40,000 ballots left to process today, as Laxalt's lead has dropped to under 1,000 votes.
Fox's Sean Lanchel, Nevada's Democrat Governor Steve Sisolak, has lost his reelection bid. The Fox News Decision Desk says Republican challenger Joe Lombardo has an insurmountable lead. Back in Arizona, the governor's race still too close to call because more than 250,000 ballots are still uncounted. Bill Gates, the chairman of the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors, reacting to local criticism.
We're not doing anything wrong at all. And that someone from here would suggest that we are doing something wrong, that's frustrating.
Republican Carrie Lake is trailing Democrat Katie Hobbs in the governor's race by about 31,000 votes. Former President Trump officially fighting back against the subpoena issued him by the House January 6th committee.
Filing suit to block a subpoena that would require him to testify. You might recall that subpoena was voted on during the committee's final hearing before the midterms. Trump attorneys say separation of powers prevents Congress from compelling a president to testify.
Fox's Trace Gallagher, a powerful undersea earthquake has struck southeast of Fiji. The U.S. Geological Survey pegs the magnitude at 7, but as it was hundreds of miles under the ocean surface, there was no tsunami. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
President Biden is in Cambodia attending a summit of the Southeast Asian leaders after talking up his climate change agenda yesterday at a U.N. climate conference in Egypt.
The United States became the first government to require that our major federal suppliers disclose their emissions and climate risk and set targets for themselves that are aligned with the Paris Agreement.
President next heads for Bali in next week's G20 summit meeting. Up to $1 billion of cryptocurrency reportedly missing after a big exchange filed for bankruptcy.
The same day, cryptocurrency company FTX filed for bankruptcy and CEO Sam Bankman-Fried resigned. FTX reportedly sent out an alert that it had been hacked. CoinDesk reports the message went out Friday on FTX's official Telegram channel after $600 million in crypto mysteriously left the company's wallets. Earlier, FTX's general counsel Ryan Miller tweeted the company's investigating abnormalities with wallet transfers but did not provide specifics. At issue in the FTX bankruptcy is what happened to all the billions it raised from investors. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
A good boy story from Texas, where a fire dog comes to the rescue of a first responder who accidentally locked himself out of the station.
In this tale, we learn that the golden retriever didn't even pause, but embarked on her duties immediately. It happened in the public safety building in Georgetown, Texas. Caught on security tape, pushing the bar on the door to let the first responder in, then rewarded with lots of love and attention. Coda usually helps her partner, Deputy Fire Marshal Jonathan Gillum, as he educates people about fire safety and prevention. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.